kind of a song is this for Teacher Appreciation Week?
We don't need no thought control.
444 downtown. It's time for A Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us. Hello, sir.
That is flat out cruel, and you know it. Because if only that were true.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe it is true, but the fact of the matter is they still insist on us doing it, and that's good. Hey, listen, it is 70 degrees. Sun is shining. I got my lawn mowed, which is good because Ooh. It's going to be another freaking Noah deluge for the next. And it's a great day for baseball. my Lions take on Rotary of the East Side, and I foresee a fantastic game full of sportsmanship and maybe just a little bit of gentle ribbing on this.
Rotary was a powerhouse back in my day. They were always a tough team.
It's been up and down. It's really interesting. You know, when I was a child, there was none of these, you know, extracurricular baseball academies. There's no. Something called Sluggers over in Brooklyn. I mean, some of these kids, you know, and I mean, not to mention that, you know, my children do all these other things. So I hope the children of today are getting their rest, because, man, they deserve it and they need it. They are going nonstop. But it really does show in the quality of some of these kids on the baseball diamond, especially. Wow. Well, some kids, you just, whoo.
I should have talked to you, because I had my first experience as a soccer dad last Sunday. Graham had his first game, and I'm a little out of touch with this stuff here. First of all, it was cold and rainy. Now, I realize they don't cancel soccer games for anything short of lightning and earthquakes. But, I've got to get myself a chair. I don't have a good chair. And I need a beverage to be able to get through those depths. Something legal, of course.
See, I have foregone the dad experience, except for basketball. I haven't yet ventured into coaching there. But I coach because I am so bad on the sidelines. I mean, bad. The guy who gets kicked out.
Oh, my.
Bad.
My, oh, my.
So, but it turns out if you're yelling those same things as a coach, it's teaching. And
right.
As long as you leave out most of the swear words, we all slip occasionally. It turns out that that's far better for me, because I really do want to impart proper sportsmanship and how to throw properly, how to bat. I mean, you know, all these things that apparently I know how to do, although at my age, I'm unable to even throw batting practice well, because my shoulders are, how you say, not so good anymore.
Well, good luck to you tonight.
Hey, thank you. So, hey, we're not here to talk about my limited baseball skills. Although it would certainly take up at least as much time as what we will talk about, which is wine. We are in May. We missed last week, of course, but we are going to sort of drop all that and lead into what we talk about in May, which is appellations and where wine comes from, because then, of course, we delve into the world of wine, and so you sort of need to know what we're going to talk about over the next couple weeks. So today we talk about the word appellation. What it is. So this one is my sort of bad Christopher Walken, would you like some fine champagne? champagne, Chablis, Burgundy, to extend it further these days, Barossa, Napa, things like that. These are all names. These are appellations. It comes from the French appelé, which is a verb meaning to call, and not just, you know, like, hey, you, but it's to call something something. So if I were to say, my name is Eric, I say, je m'appelle Eric, and it means I'm saying my whole body is Eric. So when they call something Burgundy or they call something Napa, it has to be, it has to represent that area, not just because the grapes come from there, but very often because there's a set of rules on what you can grow there, how you can pick it, when you can pick it, how you can go about fermenting it, aging it, bottling it, etc. All these things are written out and very often codified legally so that that particular area has protection against anybody else trying to claim the fame or, I mean, I don't know why one would claim infamy, but who knows? These days, the world's on its head. But to claim the fame of whatever area. Now, where does this come from? We've talked about this a lot, but I'll just remind anybody who's listening for the first time or has missed this. Basically, it's sort of, it comes from, obviously, history of people misappropriating fame. But most importantly, when people came home from World War II, they had been in these famous regions, that is to say, appellations, but regions of Burgundy, of Champagne, of the Mosel in Germany, Alsace. And they came home, and basically California wine growers, trying to get out of the ruin that Prohibition had wrought upon them, basically said, hey, there's a lot of these famous wine regions who people really have no freaking idea what they are growing. They just know that, you know, after they got out of the theater of war, perhaps liberating a, you know, prison camp or you know, untold horrors, got to celebrate by drinking the wines of Chablis. So let's make a thing called Chablis and call it Chablis and put it in jugs, and it's probably made out of whatever we're growing in California, and maybe we throw a little sugar in there just to up the alcohol. And that's how it was for millions of years. And, you know, I'm exaggerating, of course, but basically, only really with the advent of the European Union and its forerunner, that, you know, that which is the name that escapes me right now, the European Economic Community, EEC, I think that was it, that these laws really got strengthened there, and then also that the USDA here in America and their corresponding bodies in other parts of the world sort of strengthened the laws and hence punishments for lying about what's in the bottle. Which is tremendously important because what's in the bottle, a lot of people have put a lot of time and effort and money and all the other things into making sure that what's in the bottle really represents that area, which is important because we're going to be talking about all these regions of the world and what makes them special. And are some of them more loosey-goosey than others? Yes, you're going to find that for sure. But it all really does trace back. Again, I'll remind people who are longtime listeners and tell people for the first time, perhaps, that the Cistercian monks in Burgundy basically started keeping records hundreds of years ago and saying, this plot of land grows this grape, great. And this plot of land doesn't really do this that well. And essentially, it's gone from there. And it's amongst the very obvious things in the world, it's fairly obvious to think of that. But that said, if you go to certain appellations, for instance, I remember a French wine producer kind of laughing at me. He's a Pinot Noir producer and laughing about Sonoma and Pinot Noir from Sonoma. And he's like, they've got Pinot Noir planted right down to the riverbanks. That is to say, extraordinarily fertile ground, but you can still claim it as Sonoma, even though, to those who don't know, vines like struggle. They really do like, you know, stress, and they like to dig into, like, drier ground. So vines in extraordinarily sort of flat, fertile river valleys, I mean, they grow a lot, and they're kind of very weak sauce in terms of quality fruit. But people will do that simply to claim the appellation name, right? So anyway, things to think about. I know we're running out of time, but we'll keep talking about this sort of thing all month, and then we'll delve into the world of wine. And that all said, go Lions, and enjoy this next soggy run, and hopefully we'll see days like this soon enough.
Well, remember, as Nuke LaLoosh said, it's a simple game.
Well, Nuke didn't. Well, yeah, he did. He stole it. He stole it from his coach. Oh, my gosh. By the way, folks, if you don't know what he's talking about, or if you do, rather, go check out Stuart Scott's reenactment of that scene. R.I.P. Stuart Scott. But, yeah, you throw the ball, you hit the ball, catch the ball. You got it? Catch you all next week.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle every week here on Downtown as we come up on the end of hour number one on a Tuesday afternoon.